is already in place. And it says in verse 15 that the United States would have the power to bring this thing to life. And anybody that's watching the actions of the United Nations in the world today can't deny that it's the United States that's bringing the United Nations to life. Right now, Bill Clinton is threatening going back into Iraq. Well, he's twisting arms to get the other members of the United Nations to follow him. But brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter whether they're going to follow him or not. If he wants to go in there, if the United States wants to go in there, then the United Nations is going in there. That's clear in the world today. Revelation 13 is already in place for first the United States to pass a Sunday law, and then the whole world is going to be confronted with the same scenario that starts in the United States. Signs of the Times, October 1st, 1894, says God would have us study the events that are taking place around us and compare them with the predictions of His Word in order that we may understand that we are living in the last days. In my presentation of prophecy, from time to time, I have people give me mild rebukes or strong rebukes that I spend too much time looking at what's going on in Catholicism or in spiritualism or in the political world. Brothers and sisters, God would have us study these events and compare them with prophecy in order that we would understand that we're living in the last days. Brothers and sisters, if you're studying the events and you're comparing them with prophecies, you know you're in the last days. You know you're here. It's easy to present prophecy to God's people today, because if you got to speak next Sabbath on prophecy to God's people, all you have to do is go down and get a week's worth of papers before Sabbath, and on the front page you're going to have information that you can weave a presentation around, because it's being fulfilled every day. When the Sunday law comes and God's people either receive the mark of the beast or the seal of God, the church is purified. There is a group of people in Adventism that receive the seal of God. They then, according to the quote that we read in Testimonies Volume 5, then the latter rain will fall upon us after we receive the seal of God. Manuscript Releases, Volume 8, page 228. The refreshing is coming from the presence of the Lord. Let us set our hearts in order that the truth of God may live in us, that it may purify us, ready to receive the latter rain. Brothers and sisters, when we are purified, when every sin and stain is gone, God is going to bring the Sunday law test that will bring us into a position where we receive the seal of God corporately. All that have prepared for the seal of God corporately will receive it. This will be the group that then receives the latter.